the Great Lakes 50 years from now. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A new project is going to try to predict the future of the Great Lakes. It's appropriately named the Great Lakes Futures Project. It's a collaboration of 21 universities from the U.S. and Canada. Don Scavia is the director of the Graham Sustainability Institute at the University of Michigan. He's one of four project leaders. He says students will team up with a counterpart from the other country, along with a faculty mentor. The teams will develop white papers outlining the biggest things driving change in the Great Lakes region.
Things like climate, economics, demographics, chemical and biological pollution, invasive species, and looking back, what have the trends been for the last 50 years, and what do we expect the trends to look like in the next 50 years?
Scavia says climate change is making everything more complicated.
Almost every one of those stresses that we worry about are getting more difficult because of climate change, because of the change in precipitation patterns, because of the warming of the lakes and the warming of the atmosphere in the region, makes all of those standard problems even worse. So it really is the set of problems we're used to on steroids.
He says the university teams will hold a workshop in January. They'll ask government agencies, industries, and environmental groups to join them. They'll talk about the best ways to manage the Great Lakes in the future, and they'll make policy recommendations. The project will cost about $200,000. The 21 universities are splitting the bill. This is the Environment Report. Here's one of those headlines that'll probably confirm your hunch. Weather-wise, this January through September was the most extreme the country's ever experienced, ever since we started keeping records. Kate Wells tallies up some of the local ripple effects.
So let's just flip back through this 2012 calendar here, shall we? First, there was the winter that wasn't.
It started with the non-winter of 2012. It was one of the warmest Januaries and Februaries on record.
That's meteorologist Jeff Masters. He's based in Ann Arbor. He's a big name in the weather blog world. And he says that warm winter led into an early spring. Maybe you remember the big tornado that came through in March.
Which ripped through Dexter, Michigan, causing a lot of damage there. And in addition, in March, we had summer in March.
You know, those weird, unprecedented, wear your shorts 80-degree days in early spring. They tricked all of our apple blossoms into blooming early, and that killed off the crop. And that was all just a warm-up to this summer.
You never see corn like this time of year. No ears.
That's Michigan farmer John Drost. He's giving a tour of his cornfield to MLive reporters this summer.
88 was the worst drought anybody'd ever seen until now. Now this one's the worst.
All of Michigan's counties were declared disaster areas. Nationally, it was the third most expensive disaster in U.S. history. Even in the city, Detroit saw some of the hottest days and the worst air pollution it's ever seen. Plus, this all came with the bumper crop of West Nile virus. And if you have been feeling uneasy during all of this, Jeff Masters says he hears that a lot these days.
Something is up with the weather, absolutely. You don't have to be a meteorologist to know that.
So yes, we have all heard of climate change. None of us are shocked by this. But Masters says Michigan's climate is changing so fast, we've actually reached a kind of tipping point.
I think we've moved into a new climate regime. I mean, the climate that I knew growing up is no longer our climate. We've moved to a new, higher energy climate.
Masters says that means extremes on both ends, massive droughts and frequent storms. So when it comes to extreme weather, 2013 just might give 2012 a run for its money. For the Environment Report, I'm Kate Wells.
You can find more stories we've done about the effects of this year's extreme weather in Michigan at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.